This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Buttress, host of Southern Remedies, Relatively Speaking. Join the conversation every Tuesday at 11 as we dissect issues that are important to you and your family. That's Relatively Speaking, Tuesdays only on MPB Think Radio.
Hello, thanks for tuning in to Everyday Tech. This is Abram Naney with Sabir Abdul-Haq, an IT expert. Today we're ripping a page out of Next Stop Mississippi's book and highlighting an event taking place right here in Jackson this weekend. But it's much more of our own nerdy, geeky vibe. So, MPB's own Clark Lee and the owner of alternative culture store Offbeat, Philip Rollins, join us today to talk about Jackson's Anime Fest. With dozens of guests and vendors, Anime Fest promises to be a good time for all of those who attend. Email everydaytech at mpbonline.org if you have any questions or comments. And, of course, don't forget about the Talk to Us feature on the MPB Public Media app where you can record a voice or video message and send it straight to us at Everyday Tech. Now, Sabir, how's it going, man? How are you doing?
It's been okay, man. Surprisingly, somewhat of a slow morning. I ain't gonna say just completely just, you know, grinded to a halt or pause. But after yesterday with the Facebook Meta and everything, it froze. Mm-hmm. Man, today so far has actually been pretty quiet in terms of different things. It could be worse.
Yeah.
So I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah, I imagine IT world could always be worse.
It always could. We always just want to remind people, I know we've talked about it in previous stations before, in previous episodes before, always use two-factor authentication. Always. Don't just rely on just your password. Please don't rely on just your password. Use two-factor authentication. You can, you know, touch bases with friends, family. Just do a quick little Google search on how to use the two-factor authentication, especially for your bank accounts, for anything private and everything else. Do not rely on just a password no more.
Yeah, especially not if your password is password.
Right. Oh, my God.
And we had one, that two, conversation. Three, four, yeah.
We had that conversation. You and I know the person. I'll talk to you offline about that, Philip. Mm-hmm. But I fussed at that person because they told me that their password is password. And then she begged, Sabir, don't talk about me.
No. And then you put her on the radio.
I put her on the radio. Oh, she's still anonymous. She don't know. I ain't said her name.
Yeah,
I ain't
yeah.
said her name. But it's hilarious. It's hilarious. But please, folks, you know, if you hear our voice, please use an authenticator, two-factor authentication. You got any questions, touch bases with your favorite IT guy or gal and get on out there and, you know, answer some questions because it's real. These folks are getting really crafty out here. You don't want to be scammed. You don't want, and we talk about AI on here and sometimes how people are using AI for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that you're not a victim of AI for different things. Just be careful. Make good choices.
Yeah, for sure. So we're talking today about this weekend's Anime Fest.
Yes, indeed.
I gotta ask you, have you watched much anime? I know we've had a few conversations about like Naruto.
There was an anime, young anime, a long time ago called Fist of the North Star. That was my introduction to anime when it first came out, like super long ago, way back when. So yeah, I'm a diehard anime fan.
Okay,
and
cool.
Me and my mid kid Colin, we're the anime nuts. He just learned Neon Genesis Evangelion, and he doesn't know what to do with himself. So he's like, "What? Where has this been all my life?" So,
yeah. No, I consider myself much more of like a casual anime watcher. Like, there's several that I enjoy, but they're all like the big shows. Like, I grew up on Airbender,
right?
And you know, like I like Full Metal Alchemist, My Hero Academia, stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I said I was not gonna bring you guys in until later. I gotta ask you guys. So, Philip, what is your? Do you watch much anime?
I watch a lot of anime. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what have you been watching lately?
Lately, I've been going back and trying to rediscover like old 90s and 80s anime.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching stuff like Riding Bean, Dirty Pair. It's another one called Gunsmith Cats that I really like. Gatchaman. So it's a lot. Gatchaman was called Battle of the Planets for people that want to have some familiar, or G-Force. So I've been kind of going back to the old stuff. I've been keeping an eye because I read a lot of manga, which is Japanese comics, and trying to figure out what's going to be like the next big thing that's going to be adapted to the anime, and one that's coming out this year is going to be Kaiju Number 9, and that's one I'm really looking forward to. It's about this guy. He gets infected with a kaiju is like a big monster, so he gets infected with this monster stuff. Mm-hmm. The planet has, or the area has, like these this task force where people fight these giant Godzilla-like creatures. Mm. With like guns and weapons, and they turn the kaiju that they kill, they turn them into weapons that they can utilize.
Okay.
And but he gets infected to where he becomes a kaiju, and he's still sentient, so he's able to like kind of use that power for good and whatnot. But it's very kind of wacky and stuff like
right,
that.
Right. Right. Now, Clark, I was introduced to you as you were introduced to me as like the anime guy in the building, or something like that. So I'm guessing. I don't have to ask the same question. Have you watched anime?
I have watched anime from the 80s as well, watching Battle of the Planets, a couple episodes of Speed Racer as well. But my big introduction was Japanime on Toonami back when it came out. It was Robot Circus and Vampire Hunter D, original Vampire Hunter D.
Classic.
And they would air those at night, and it was just one of those fantastic just immersions into the
right.
into it. Yeah. But going through being part of the con circuit, I've met a lot of the My Hero Academia people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're very good, and it's an interesting show. I've made it through about 3.5-4 seasons.
Mm. Yeah, I'm completely up to date with what has been put on streaming services so far. Mm. So I've enjoyed My Hero Academia a good bit.
Wait till you get into the manga.
Oh, that's what everyone says.
The manga gets much deeper.
Dude, when I learn how to read, it's going to be over.
Oh, just make sure you read
right to left. Yeah,
for sure. So historically, what have been like you guys is Sabir? What has been your favorite?
Like what really got me into? I don't know if you met me and the twins, good friend Bill, but when I was back at Southern, what really reinvigorated my love for anime was Naruto. I love the story. You have the main character, Naruto, who's been through all kinds of things in his life, suffered loss at very young, suffered bullying, suffered, acting out, and everything else. And it just really kind of struck a chord with me that this young kid, and then the whole, when I even younger than I was involved with Naruto, I was very much involved with the chakra system and my understanding of the chakra system. So to see it weaponized and basically kind of like the story the way it had. Then I learned more about Japanese culture in terms of Sasuke being the name of a great warrior, the names of great warriors, Orochimaru being the name of a great demon. So these are characters from Naruto. And to hear all these things come out and then have them spelled out so creatively across the seasons by which it went through was amazing to me. And this was when I was still this was like my junior year when I was at Southern Miss, when I was introduced to it. I was like, okay. And it just but it started off saying like, this has flashing graphics. Be careful sitting too close to the TV.
Right.
It warns you on that.
Epilepsy warning.
Like, be careful. Someone may have, you may have, a behavioral issue or anything else like that may be triggered by it because these graphics are about to get real. I think that really kind of brought me into it. And then a couple of folks, back in college, like I said, we started with Naruto and just spiraled back out, with what they call Shonen Jump, which wound up being like that was the center. And then you spiraled out. So, your Vampire Hunter D's that I had watched before. And like I said, all these other different great ones, of course, Dragon Ball Z, of course, that also helped be a springboard into all these other different titles that brought me into also mainstream shows like Ghost in the Shell, which later became a movie, whether you liked it or didn't like it. But Ghost in the Shell, which became an actual live action movie and was more brought into Western culture. I mean, all these different things. It's really there's a lot there out there. But it started with DBZ and Naruto.
Yeah. I mean, it appeals to so many people because like there's so many different stories that can be told. Like, like one of my friends that was way into anime got into it, like how everyone else does. and then he was watching rom-coms at some point and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's so many different stories that can be told, and you can really just go as far as you want. Like there's no well, I mean, there is budget limits, but like you're hand drawing stuff, so they go in like in so many different directions, like like the end of Full Metal Alchemist and stuff. I'm not gonna talk about it, but like they try to become God or whatever, and you can just go so far with all that. Thanks for listening to MPB Think Radio and tuning into Everyday Tech this morning. My name is Abram Naney. I've got Sabir Abdul-Haq here with me. If you have questions or comments, email them to everydaytech@mpbonline.org. I said in the intro, we're joined by one of MPB's own Clark Lee in studio, who is involved in this anime slash convention community here in Jackson. Clark, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, official introduction. So I got to ask, you know, what is it for everyone listening? I say you're MPB. What do you do at MPB?
I work with promo. I work in the programming department. I'm in promos, and I'm working with the production department. I direct, run camera, just anything that's needed for the production.
Okay. Yeah. So that an all around
yeah.
all around thing. And we also have the owner of alternative culture store Offbeat, located here in Jackson, on here with us, Philip Rollins. Thanks for joining us in studio with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you guys both being on. So tell us a little bit about how you started, Clark, getting involved with the Mississippi Anime Fest.
I was drafted.
Okay.
My best friend is the lawyer for the Comic-Con company that is doing the Anime Fest, and he used to be my boss at a comic book store. We became best friends, and I was like, oh, you know, come on and help. And I've always liked cons, so he sort of drafted me into helping out, and I got worked my way into being into guest relations.
Right. So your work is not just with Anime Fest; it's with the convention circuit and everything.
Yeah. Well, the conventions that VX5E Events puts on.
Okay, cool. Well, Philip, what about you? How have you been involved with, you know, how did Offbeat get started, and how did that transfer into the sort of culture that you guys have got built around?
Yeah, so Offbeat, we've been around for, we're approaching our 10-year anniversary, and we will have we carry records, comics, designer toys, anime figures, manga, and so we've always been in touch with the anime community. I've grown up with it, and so these are things that I was like, well, we need a store here in the city that carries these things. So instead of having just one comic book shop or a record store, I said, let me combine these things, because most people have similar interests. So even the records, I have anime soundtracks like Dragon Ball and Studio Ghibli and some others as well too. But you know, we're starting every second Sunday, we're starting an anime and manga club for people that, you know, if they can't make the convention, or if they're overwhelmed by it, they can come, and or if they want to learn about more manga and anime, they can come to the shop on the second every second Sunday and come and, you know, learn about new manga or discover new manga, meet like-minded people. One of my best friends, she's a cosplayer, so she can do, like, you know, your introduction to cosplay. Nice. I have a regular customer, he's in the Gunpla, so he's planning on doing the Gundam building workshop, which we used to do before COVID, but they kind of got killed. So we have like set up tables, and people like build and, you know, get tips and how to sand and cut your nibs and everything like that. But we're also going to be, you know, having discounts for people that are active in the community, because we want the community to be active in person, not just online, and as well, because anime and manga communities are very active online. So, you know, we're going to have like special discounts, and we're going to do like special shirts and everything else like that for people who are actively involved as well too. So instead of just waiting, you know, once or twice a year to, you know, cosplay or dress up or see the people that you love, this like have this like-minded interest, we're going to do it once a month.
It's really those communities that like those comic book communities that come and come to Anime Fest. So for those that are not familiar, what is Anime Fest, Clark?
It is the statewide convention that is specifically anime oriented, and we have we'll have anime, we'll have vendors selling anime material. If you like almost any anime show, there's somebody selling something that's there. But it's a place where you can come together and just talk about and experience anime stuff and get to meet hopefully some of the voices of your favorite anime stars.
Right, right. That's one thing I was going to bring up, and thank you for bringing that up. And thank and first off, you got my attention because you know I love Gundam. When you said Gundam, I was like, whoa, hold up. I'm a huge fan of Gundam, which is a robot. It's a robot series for folks who are listening, never heard of it. I'm a huge fan of Gundam. You know that one. But I do love that. It's one of the favorite things about comic cons and anime cons and all these different things that are out. You get to hear about you get to meet the voice actors that are also involved with these. I follow Stephen J. Blum, who's known for Cowboy Bebop, mostly for Cowboy Bebop, a whole lot of other voice acting, and for Big O. He's one of my favorite, and he's also a pretty socio-political guy, and he's also married to one of my other favorite voice actors, Mary Elizabeth McGlynn, who plays Motoko Kusanagi from on the English dub of Ghost in the Shell, and Julia from Cowboy Bebop as well. So she is great to actually meet these folks and hear from different folks. You get a chance. I would love to meet either one of them.
Yeah.
that's just like Stephen J. Blum. He has his own actual, and voice acting is amazing. Mm-hmm. Voiceover is amazing. It's an amazing industry. He has his own school.
Bloom Spew
is that's him on, Bloom Spew is his IG and Twitter handle. But yeah, he's it's great getting a chance to meet these folks and then also understanding their ideologies and philosophies of these voice actors. I was hoping someone was going to mention that. If not, I was. I love voice actors.
I have his autograph hanging on my wall, and I know his agent. She's a friend of mine.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
Is it in your office?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. We'll have to
take a picture of it. Yeah. Take a picture of it and then tag him. I've hit him directly. I'm a huge fan of his. I'm a huge fan of his work. Yeah.
So, Clark, you said guest relations with the convention. What was the company again?
VX5E Events.
Okay, so VX5E Events.
Well, it's V and X and a V, the Roman numeral. Events.
Okay, so you do guest relations for them. What does that entail?
That entails going to get them at the airport. Well, arranging everything to get them here, picking them up from the airport, getting them to their hotel and to the venue. Getting things that they may need, sort of just being like their con assistant. My main job is during the con is taking care of the green room and making sure that they're taken care of at the con, and just making sure that they and their agents have food, water, making sure that their dietary needs are met, and then getting them conveniently back to the airport.
Right. Okay. That's really cool. That's cool. I've been kind of involved with that sort of thing with Winter Jam when it comes to Tupelo. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Winter Jam.
Jam. It's like a Christian music concert that goes nationwide.
Okay.
So I've been I knew the lady that organized part of that for the Tupelo Tupelo venue. But that was kind of cool.
Having that kind of concierge stuff is awesome.
And
what I hear from both of you from what you're doing and everything else, and what I hear you saying that also supplements from other stuff that Offbeat is doing. You're constantly doing things to keep the community healthy and live. What's happening at Anime Fest and some of the other things that Offbeat is doing. That's amazing.
So Philip, what does Anime Fest entail for a comic shop coming up?
So the Anime Fest is pretty big, and as well as the Comic-Con that they do, so they get a lot of out-of-towners, a lot of people from, I think, Memphis, Louisiana. They'll come and see the guests that they'll be there and stuff like that. So I'm right up the street on 109 North State Street,
right.
And so I'm like, I don't know, 3 minutes away.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's overflow from that, and they'll come in and they'll be like, oh, you have this, and you also have this, and they ran out of this at the convention and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's pretty interesting. It was a time where we had events and parties with one of the vendors Where's the Waifu and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he's done events at the shop before. This is prior to COVID as well too. But you know, it's some crossover between the two.
Guys kind of work. I mean, you foster the same culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're parallel community. Basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What does it mean, Clark, for you to see like the culture building and stuff? Like Anime Fest has gotten bigger and bigger over the years, correct?
Yes. What it means to me, and I like having, I like seeing people. It goes back to like when Star Wars came out back in 77. None of y'all were alive.
No.
But it was, like you're on the playground and you have, your different sets of people that may not play with each other, but if you have like a common goal, like how awesome Star Wars was, you can come together over a certain topic and the playground can become less bloody.
Interesting.
At the fest, you have people that can come together in a safe, family-friendly environment and just like, oh, I didn't know that you knew about this particular anime, or I don't think that anybody knew about this. And you can come together and get to meet people. And if you're those that are very creative can and are good with sewing and making things, they bring in their costumes and they'll wear costumes. And you can see it's like, oh, that's my favorite character. Oh, and then you can bond and form an instant friendship.
Yeah.
With backgrounds like, oh, you like this particular character, you like every single character is just like, oh, you like this particular character. Oh, well, yeah. I like it too. Well, you have all this, you know that you're going to have some similarities because like this character might mean you like so-and-so, and it'll reverse pyramid out.
It seems like both, like in terms of the both all the different things, it's an opportunity for community. That's what I hear from that. It's an active opportunity for community, for things like the Anime Fest, for initiatives and organizations like Offbeat and everything else like that. And we're glad, it was good to have this kind of conversation because we're actively talking about a way for people to be able to actively have, it's an active opportunity for community. It's like you said, like it's interesting. Cool. I was born in 80, but I mean, like I remember the Star Wars lunch boxes and things like that. But of course, like when you see that, of course, people go across demographics.
Yes.
They go across things. Like I don't know that I would talk to this person or that person. But then you see them, they've got a pin that talks about My Hero Academia, which is something which is amazing. Here I am about to be 44 years old, and I was talking to my son's. He had one of his son's friends had on some Crocs that had like Naruto
the
giblets on them, right? Yeah. And so I was looking, I was like, "Whoa, is that Sasuke?" And they were like, "What you know about Sasuke?" So it's hilarious, and it's a great opportunity. I know I come from community where one of the things is talking about the intergenerational model. It is amazing that folks like I get we're closer to age than you two, I'm sure, but I mean like we can have a conversation and even younger. Or older, and still have a conversation. Again, it's an opportunity for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be like, I'm not trying to stereotype or anything, but not everyone, like, you can't just go up and not everyone can go up and talk to somebody.
Right.
And I, like, for myself specifically, I've always had this nerdy, these nerdy interests and stuff like that.
It's all good.
And I've never been good at approaching and talking to someone. Mm-hmm. So when you come up to these conventions and stuff, you see someone like you said, with your favorite character. Mm-hmm. It's like, for me, it was one of my lifelong best friends. We met because my brother and him had the same Star Wars puzzle.
Nice.
In kindergarten.
Okay.
So like, because you have those common interests, you feel, oh, there's a way to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. There's a way to approach somebody. Mm-hmm. So
it's like an icebreaker.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
We'll continue talking with Clark and Philip about Anime Fest 2024. Email us at everydaytech@mpbonline.org. We're glad you found our show, Everyday Tech, on MPB Think Radio. This is Abram Nanny, still here with Sabir Abdul-Haq and Philip Rollins and Clark Lee. If you have an event or convention or you think MPB or specifically Everyday Tech should cover, email us at everydaytech@mpbonline.org. Now, today we're talking about the event that's happening this weekend, March 9th and 10th. It's called Anime Fest right here at the Mississippi Tradesmart here in Jackson, and we're joined by Clark Lee and Philip Rollins to talk about that. So with these conventions, personalities are always a big draw for people wanting to come in. So who can people expect to be there?
Well, we have anime voices because it's Anime Con. Mm-hmm. And they branch out to do several things. We have a Kaiji Tang, Adam MacArthur, Keith Silverstein, E.M. James Corlett, Jeremy Lee, Brianna Knickerbocker. I have met Brianna and I've met Adam. They're nice. Erica Harlacher. I've met Erica. Ann Yatko, Xander Mobus, Creek Wilson are our main draws.
Okay.
And we have our cosplayers, Little Miss Cosplay, Geek Out Studio, and Kazuna Cosplay. And they'll be dressed in different characters.
Yes.
And they'll all be there for you to meet, greet, and get autographs or get something signed if you have like a plushie or poster or figurine that is just, you know, just love, you can go and get it signed. And that's your little piece of
very special memorabilia that you come
absolutely.
Back with. And it's for people into the community, that's like, imagine going to like a basketball game and then you get to meet the basketball players at the end of the game.
Right. Like, or get a baseball signed or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. It's very similar. So I saw on the website that two of the guests actually voice main characters on one of the biggest shows running now, which is Jujutsu Kaisen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's sick, honestly. Like that you guys were able to get someone some people that are so like high profile.
Yeah.
Which I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names, but shout out to them for coming.
Hey, that's awesome. And then that's definitely a show I'm about to jump into. Actually, a good friend of mine, Cassandra, she's the one that put me on Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
I need to jump on that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
I've imagined you've gotten to meet a lot of cool people because of these events.
Yeah.
So is there anyone that sticks out to you specifically, at, like looking back on the past events and stuff? Is there someone that you're like, that was a really cool, like some like dream person that you were able to meet?
I'm sorry to put you on the spot. No. And one instantly comes to mind. It's just there was a story in there. It was before I was still working the rooms. I was asked, my buddy was asked if he could take a guest to the hotel. And I go, oh, well, can I come along? And then they're like, well, are you going to fangirl out? And I'm like, well, you know, it depends.
it really depends. I thought
it was like some voiceover person I'd never heard of.
Right.
And I was told, it's John Rhys-Davies.
I can behave. Yes.
Sala and Gimli on the Twin, Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Yeah.
And I knew him as Sala from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade and from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Interesting.
And I got in the car and we're driving and he's talking and we're all talking and the Beatles radio station was on, and it was at the time when the movie Yesterday was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my friend, hey, we're going to go see this movie, and you know, this song is in the film. And we were talking, and we talked all the way till we got to the Hilton.
Hmm.
And I got out and opened the door for Mr. Davies, and he goes, oh, you know, thank you, and get in there, you Beatles found you. And I got in there, and then he sticks his head in, and he goes, I knew them.
And closed the door.
Yes, and it was like, for 10 seconds, my buddy and I were just like, silence, and it was like, and that's how you end a con.
That's it.
But the last con I attended, I got to spend an hour in the back just waiting for the guest what was waiting to go to the airport.
Mm.
Got to spend an hour just having a great conversation with Sean Astin. Mm. I'm just chilling out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
he seems like just the coolest person, like so nice.
He's a dad.
Yeah.
He just, it's like sitting down and talking with someone's dad.
Mm.
And it was just, I mean, he's like, yeah, you know, I need to get back on my treadmill, and I need to get going. You know, he's
just
10 pounds.
Just a regular guy.
Oh, he's just a regular guy. One of the nicest people in the world.
So for people that may not know, for off the top of their head, Sean Astin, that is Samwise Gamgee, Rudy from Rudy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More recently, he was in Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is super cool.
The Big Bang Theory. He was one of the doctors that was trying to rip off.
Oh, really?
The Nobel Prize.
Mm. Okay, I never watched much Big Bang Theory personally, right. But.
Big fan of Sean Astin. And he's John Astin, Gomez Adams from the TV show The Addams Family,
right.
Son, and Patty Duke.
Okay. That
for the older people.
Oh, that's okay. I was not aware of that. Yeah.
That is a good one. That's a good resume there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Philip, in your line of work, you see the general excitement for these shows and books and the community that comes with it. So do you think the community you see will show out at Anime Fest this weekend?
Oh, yeah, they always will. They ask me, are you going? I'm like, no, I'm cool, man. But go have fun. And so I'm stuck at the store, so it's just me.
Well,
so.
it's a big deal at the store for you guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're stocked up on, like, new manga and stuff like that. Mm. And the creator, I just got in, and I'm excited to dive into it myself. The creator of Full Metal Alchemist, they have a new manga that I'm going to dive into sometime this week when I have a breather. If I don't sell out, so
right.
You know, yeah,
right. Right. Can you say the name? What's the name of it?
I can't remember the name.
Okay.
I have to
well,
look and
while
see.
While you look that up, I know. Look, I'm here to tell them. I'm planning on. I told Philip. I'm a huge Gundam fan, and he's got this Gundam that's behind his counter. I'm like, bro, I've got to get that. Mm-hmm. And so before the Anime Fest gets here, before all these folks come here and they make their way to Offbeat, say, oh look, they got a local spot. Before they come and make their way to Offbeat, I got to make sure to get that before someone
beats.
I got to beat them to it.
Yeah,
somebody's gonna get there before I do. And
it's funny. So for people that don't know, Gundam or Gunpla is basically like these Snap-on model kits. Mm-hmm. They're from Japan.
Correct.
And there's no glue required for these model kits. Mm-hmm. And once you fully put it together, it's a fully posable figure and everything. So they come in different grades. There's like SD, which is super deformed, like chibi cute mode. Then there's like a high grade. Then there's a master grade that's about 8 inches. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to perfect grade. In perfect grade, you're building like an inner skeleton. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they come with like LED lights that you put into that skeleton. Oh, then you put the armor around it. I had a customer that came in, just random out the blue. He walked in. He said, is that a model? I said, yeah. He said, I'm going to get that. I said, sir, this is like $300. Are you getting this for yourself? Because I didn't want him like just to waste money.
Right.
And so he was like, no, I'm getting it for my son. I said, are you sure? He's like, no, my son puts together Legos all the time. And I said, sir, this is a little bit more advanced.
A little bit more advanced.
He's like, well, he puts together Legos in like 30 minutes. And I'm like, are you talking about like big kids? He's like, yeah, I'm talking about like Star Destroyer type stuff in like an hour or two. And I'm like, okay, then he buys this perfect grade RX-78, which is like the main Gundam. Comes with LED kits. He comes to me. I see him the following week. I say, hey, how did it go? He said, he built that in an hour and 30 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm like, that is insane. Right, I say, so he was just dialed into this.
Wow.
So, yeah, I hope he comes to go to the Anime Fest if he or, you know, discovers Gundam, because I don't think his son knows about it. But I hope, you know, it leads to a gateway to discovering about these things. So with anime and manga, what we fail to talk about as well, too, just like with books and comic books, there's different genres and subgenres. It's not just like always all about Japan and stuff like that. No, it's about, some are about sports. There's anime and manga about figure skating, boxing, basketball, football. Then you have your rom-com stuff. Then there's shonen, which stands for boy. These are mangas like Naruto, your Dragon Ball Z, My Hero Academia. Then you have your shoujo, which goes into Sailor Moon, which is like transforming powerful girls and women and stuff that have these powers and that can save the world as well too. Then you have seinen, and then it goes into, which is like your Power Rangers type stuff. And then you have what's the one I'm forgetting? You got horror, which Junji Ito is very popular.
Right. Tokyo Ghoul.
Then you have psychological thrillers like Monster, which is on Netflix. Y'all should definitely check that out.
I'll check that out. Okay.
It's really, really good. Okay. It's underrated. And so it can go on and on. So if there's something that you like to read as a book, or if it's a show that you like, there's a manga or an anime that is kind of accompanying that can complement what your taste is.
Absolutely.
My wife loves murder mysteries, just like every modern woman in the world that try to. I think they're plotting to kill us and take our insurance money for some reason. Right. But anyway, there's Death Note, of course, and then there's other. There's plenty of other ones that I can't. My wife finds them. I'm just like, I didn't tell you about this. How are you discovering this? But I don't ask any questions. But she loves it. But going back to the Full Metal Alchemist, it's called the new book. It's called Demons of the Shadow Realm.
Oh, wow. So we got something new.
So it's already three volumes in.
Right. Wow. This is from the creator of Full Metal Alchemist, which is a very well-known anime.
Yeah.
And you have the two brothers and how they discovered alchemy.
Yeah, I'm rewatching it right now.
It was a great story. So the same creator has this new title.
Yeah, and it's basically based on magic from what I gather. So it's more magic-based and with the arcane arts and everything as well.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You know, you mentioned sports based anime. If my buddy will hate me if I don't shout out Haikyuu for volleyball. Yeah, really? So you a big fan?
Yes, indeed.
Haikyuu is really good. It's really good. My favorite is Hajime no Ippo. Big box fan. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Now we mentioned a lot of like Gundams and stuff. And at Anime Fest, are there going to be like vendors selling Gundams, manga? Or mango, however you say it.
There will be several.
Okay.
And there's, they'll have, if you like banners, if you like Funko Pops, models, one kind, and a guy was, had printed a 3D print, this is part of Everyday Tech, 3D printed characters.
Oh, cool.
And I bought a, For my dad's favorite monster is the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
And I bought one. He went home and printed that out and brought it back because it was I wanted a little bit larger one than the one he had. But they have they have backpacks that have LED lights on them.
Nice. Right.
Glasses that have a LED animation.
So really a lot of imaginative.
A lot of things that you would want, the vendors are there selling.
They're going to have a nice
variety. They sell like this Demon Slayer swords and everything.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we've mentioned several times that like people like to cosplay and stuff. Mm-hmm. So what... is there going to be some sort of contest for cosplayers and stuff?
There's always our big event on Saturday is the costume contest.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We have panels, Q&A panels with the guests until about 4:45, 4:50. And then 5 o'clock is our costume contest. And that is always the big draw.
Right. Yeah.
And you will see some very creative costumes. You'll see some that are like t-shirts or and you're just having a sword all the way to teased out eyebrows and eyelashes, makeup done perfectly, just spot on,
and like
screen accurate costumes.
Nice.
And just like, you know, there was like a big Five Nights at Freddy's character. I saw that movie last night. It's good.
Yeah,
there was one character that was like Freddy, just that big. And then there's people with like the huge scythes that are like plywood that I'm always like, yeah, that's great now, but in 2 hours you're gonna be dragging that around.
Right.
Yeah,
that's dedication.
Yeah, you'll see so many different costumes. One of the best costumes I saw. It wasn't at one of the cons, but it was. The doc had a costume contest years ago, and this person came in. He was dressed as Star Trek: The Next Generation Borg.
Okay,
and he had the moving Borg parts.
Yes,
and it was just like that is amazing,
awesome. That's really cool.
But the people that come to our costume contest, they don't see they don't eat at their kitchen tables because it's all beaded out. It's all fabriced and sewing machine. It's like it's con season.
Yeah.
So they're getting their costumes going.
Nice.
Everything from t-shirts to screen accurate.
Yeah.
And it's material, and it is amazing.
It's a really cool, like, creative outlet for these people.
Creative.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So the website also mentions, like, Q&As and panels. Mm-hmm. Is that a charge to attend those?
No, the panels are free. Hopefully, some of the more popular ones can be standing room only. Mm-hmm. Like Sean Astin, as I said before, he had like 1,000 people at his last one, so it was sitting cool. and standing room only. Mm-hmm. But no, the panels are perfectly free.
Very
just,
cool.
As long yeah. as it with paid attendance, you can do everything at the con.
Right, right. Support these vendors. Check these panels out. You know, see. You know. Come do your cosplay Please. Action and enter and everything else. That's amazing. I've got a cousin of mine who's an amazing cosplayer. She is awesome. She's from Jacksonville.
Cool.
And she is like, she'll put something up. I'd be like, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do? She's like, I don't know. I'll decide. She actually has a background in belly dancing. Mm-hmm. And so she also does these very, you know, very ornate, intricate kind of actions. And I keep challenging her to do Spiral from X-Men.
Love Spiral.
She has a background in belly dancing. Spiral is a six-armed, she carries like weapons in every arm, usually right. swords. And she does a dance and she teleports. That's her mutant power.
Right.
And so I said, you need to sign up, but you need to make a spiral. I said, you would kill. And so she, every time I talk to her, I'm always sending her information about Spiral. I'm like, you need to do Spiral. You know what I'm saying? And Spiral, she's got this weird hat on, like a captain's hat. And then like a
helmet.
It's like a helmet. Yeah, it's like a helmet. And then she's got like all these swords. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this is you. You would kill a Spiral. So it's amazing. I love seeing cosplayers. It's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. So where can people get tickets for this?
They can get tickets online, and they go. We have an exclusive ticket provider, TIXR. Tickets will be available also at the door the day of, but they do increase the price at the day of the event. If you go to the Mississippi Anime Fest, if you type in Mississippi Anime Fest, you can go to the website and go to Frequently Asked Questions, and you will see a link where you can go and purchase tickets.
Hmm. Okay, what is that? The website is Mississippi Anime Fest?
Yeah, you can just type it in Google and it'll pop up and just click on it and it'll tell you all that you need to know.
Very cool. Now, Philip, what are some other things that you expect to see at the store? You're going to see some cosplays and some some very dedicated fans come in that store during this weekend, right?
Maybe. You never know. Not every person that's in anime and manga is definitely into cosplay and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, they'll have like, you know, a shirt on or have a backpack or, you know, even Crocs or something like that on. So I may get the casual fan who's, you know, just getting into it, or, you know, I may have super diehards that are coming to cool off and take a break out of costume per se. So I expect, you know, maybe all gamuts of life of the community to come through this weekend.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to stay here instead of taking our last break. So the questions that I have for you guys. So in the future, like, what shows or characters would you like to see represented at the Anime Fest?
What I would like to see is a Voltron.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
a lion Voltron.
Get out of town. Yes, indeed.
Now, I have seen video, but I have not seen in person a kid size, maybe like 8 years old size, fully transforming Optimus Prime.
Wow.
Like, just like lean over and he can
tuck
move
in.
Around and it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've seen those videos.
But
yeah.
I would like to see a full lion Voltron.
That would be bananas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Philip, what about you? What in the future would you like to see?
In the future, man.
Whether it be like a voice actor or a cosplayer or anything like that.
As far as cosplay, I would probably like to see... I'm a big video game person. I'm a big fighting game person. Yeah. There's a whole anime fighting game community as well. So Guilty Gear, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing like some actual, like, you know, Guilty Gear, like maybe Soul Bad Kai, Kakisuke cosplay. Maybe even Chip Zanif or my friend Gamma Ray Cosplay. She did Mei from Guilty Gear at one point. Okay. It had a giant anchor that she made out of foam and everything.
Oh,
so
gosh.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I actually challenged her to do it, and she stepped up to the challenge and sold this big giant orange hoodie and everything. So
wow.
Well, that's always cool. I always think it's cool to see like Scorpion and Sub-Zero Sub-Zero cosplays and stuff like that. Because that Mortal Kombat's like my favorite franchise. That might be pretty basic, but that's my favorite video game franchise that there is. It's so cool.
Yeah. That'll work. The love is the love. That's what's up. But, Guilty Gear, that's what's up.
Yeah, if I could see, like, if I could meet one person at, like, an anime fest, I'd probably say, like, either Bryce Papenbrook, who is in... He's a character in My Hero Academia, but he's also the main character in Blue Exorcist, which is something I've been into. Or Dante Bosco.
Got you.
I've met them both.
You've met both of them.
That's what's up.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I just got to meet Stephen Blum. If I can meet Stephen J. Blum, even better if I can meet him and Bo Billingsley, who both of them play the voices of Spike and Jet, respectively, from Cowboy Bebop. If I could meet both of them, I'm cool. And they both did voiceovers for The Last of Us. For factions.
Oh, yeah,
I'm always talking about The Last of Us.
You know The Last of Us.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So since I've got you experts here, I have to ask the question, what is the feeling of, you know, the general feeling of the live-action adaptations that Netflix has been doing recently? Because, you know, that is very divisive.
Hmm.
This is just for my own personal curiosity. We're not going to hold it against
I haven't watched any. I loved watching the breakdowns of the shows, and they seem to be doing well. The newest Airbender.
Yeah.
But I'm just more of... I'm very classic and very picky with what I watch.
Yeah.
So I'm not like all this... big branch out. I'm like, this little bit here, this little bit here, and then I'll stay on that.
Right.
Yeah.
So for me, I have no problem with the live action stuff. Some of it I do, like the Yu Yu Hakusho. When I'm a huge Yu Yu Hakusho, that's like my all time favorite anime. So I watched it because I was like, okay, I'm gonna give it a chance, and I didn't like it, but I'm not going out my way to bash it or anything. Mm-hmm. So I have this mindset of, you know, this isn't for me, and this may get somebody else into the anime.
Exactly.
The One Piece one was a success, and it was very well paced, very well adapted, casted great, everything. The problem with the Yu Yu Hakusho one I had was the pacing, per se, because it was like, oh, it's jumping from this arc to this arc, and I was like, oh, it's missing some parts here,
right?
And I feel like it was cheating, like, you know, people who will probably appreciate it. So that was the issue I had with it. But like the Cowboy Bebop one, that was, people hated it. And I was just like, I think this deserved a chance because we didn't get a second season.
Right.
So I would have loved to see that continue on.
Right.
Well, all right. That is going to wrap us up for the day. So thanks, Sabir and Clark and Philip and everyone else for tuning in. If you missed any of the show, make sure you listen back to it on your favorite podcasting app or download the MPB Public Media app. Everyday Tech is brought to you by Mississippi Public Broadcasting Think Radio and generous contributions from listeners. Our show today was engineered actually by Marissa Vaughn. Call screeners, we didn't have any calls today. Sorry about that. I've been your host, Abram Nanny, also the podcast producer. Thank you for tuning in. Up next is Dr. Jimmy Stewart with the original Southern Remedy. We'll be back next Wednesday morning at 10 right here on MPB Think Radio.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.